The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on!
They won 19 games 2 years ago. The Suns halfway to a championship. A 2-0 series lead. 118-108. Beating the Bucks. In game two.
All right, Suns Radio. And yeah, Sandy Clough in for Stink, who's off at Vandal Weekend. And this Phoenix team, they're up 2-0. And I'll be honest, I didn't pay much attention to Phoenix during the regular season. Of course, during the Nuggets season series, I really came to appreciate Phoenix. I like the way they play. I like the kind of leadership that Chris Paul brings. And I'm thoroughly enjoying watching them play and win. They're going to win the NBA championship, and I think they're a great role model for all the small and mid-market teams out there for how it can get done.
Absolutely. And they drafted a star a few years ago in Devin Booker, who's been there all along, and he's been a terrific player on a very bad team. They bring in Ayton, they add Paul, and they're very cleverly putting a team together that really, through injury now, isn't very deep. But it's the time of year in the playoffs where you ride your starters. Last night, Booker 44 minutes, Bridges 38, Paul 41, Crowder 37, and Ayton 42. Just ride your starters. You don't have to play back-to-back nights. And yes, Milwaukee's been down 0-2 before, but they haven't been down, I don't think, quite like this. And the bad news is Giannis has played great in the first two games, and they've still lost two games by double digits.
Chris Middleton's terrible shooting and Drew Holiday. I like Drew Holiday a lot.
Another guy the Nuggets might have pursued.
He just hasn't made the playoff impact that I thought he would, despite getting a ton of shots.
He just hasn't made that impact.
All right, 2-0. Phoenix with the series lead. Game three coming up on Sunday. Next on the Morning Brew.
Second at bat for Fuentes, and a line drive through the right side. Dom Nunez around third coming home. And the throw is going to go to second, and no tag there. So an RBI single for Fuentes. The Rockies have a 9-3 lead.
Drew Goodman there with the call on AT&T Sportsnet. And as bad as the Rockies have been on the road, come on. They're not so bad that they're going to get swept by the Diamondbacks. Well, I know, you kind of arched your eyebrow there, but come on. They're not that bad.
I agree.
They're not that hopeless.
Arizona's the only team that's lost multiple games at home to the Rockies this year. Rockies have beaten them twice now in the Valley of the Sun. And I arched my eyebrows because Arizona, coming into this series, had lost 50 out of 58 games. And yet they still beat the Rockies 2-3. And I asked Patrick Saunders yesterday. 50 out of 58. Believe it or not, they were a winning team through about the first 25, 30 games of the season.
Yes, they were.
And then they fell apart, especially on the road. So there are two teams in this National League West
that
went on the road.
The Rockies, as bad as they've been on the road, because they've been so good at home, they are a full 12.5 games ahead of Arizona in the standings.
They are because they are so good at home. And they've won about as many home games as any team in baseball. But I wonder if they can't beat Arizona in a road series, who are they going to beat? Right. You just ran down the list of road trips they have the second half of the season.
I don't see a series road win out there.
You don't really see it either. Maybe a series road split. Do they have any four game series?
Oh, they go to Chicago to play the Cubs. I don't know. The Cubs are an absolute free fall. Maybe.
Cubs had just lost 11 in a row.
Maybe by then. Maybe. Maybe. Just maybe. Next on the Morning Brew.
Pass for Johnson. Scott! How about that? Eric Johnson, his second goal.
Well, Eric Johnson is a prime candidate to be bought out by the Avalanche. The buyout window is upon us here in the NHL up until the start of free agency here at the end of the month. How it works is he's got $6 million left on his deal over the next couple of years. The Avalanche can buy him out and spread out the cap hit over the next 3 to 4 years. Do you buy him out? It gives you some salary cap relief that you can use when it comes to re-signing a Philip Grubauer, a Gabe Landeskog, a Brandon Saad. Or do you reward a good soldier, a loyal soldier, in Eric Johnson and not buy him out?
Well, at this point, and listen, Eric Johnson's a great guy. He's been here through the bad times. It's a shame that he wasn't healthy enough this year to play and experience the good times. He's been a good, solid player. I saw him at the Pierre Lacroix service a few weeks back. Looked good. I hope he gets a chance to play somewhere. It just won't be here. I just can't see that developing. And there are advantages in buying him out, as you suggested. And you know what? The Avalanche are right back where they were some 20 years ago. Remember going into that season, it was Stanley Cup or bust. And that's kind of where they are now. For a second straight year, Tampa Bay wins the Stanley Cup. And for a second straight year, the Avalanche are favored to win the Stanley Cup the following year.
Yeah, the standards are going to be very high next year.
Very high.
Overwhelming
the
pressure.
Highest.
The highest. I mean,
the highest.
You have to get to the Stanley Cup Finals next year. Otherwise, you have to consider whether or not this thing needs to be
reconfigured. It's not blown up.
Well, exactly. Exactly. I didn't want to go full blown up, no. But you'd be encroaching upon that if that was the case. Next on the Morning Brew.
The show's feeling great. I'm out here playing golf, being able to walk around the course. I've been running, cutting, jumping, throwing, doing it all. So I'm just excited to get back to training camp and have another chance to make a run at it and try to win the Super Bowl this year.
Ah, there he is, Patrick Mahomes, giving us an update on that injured toe of his, which, you know, I guess was a far bigger deal than maybe we gave it credit for. But it certainly didn't hurt his performance last year. Yeah, I mean, how much of it do you explain away his performance, the Chiefs' performance in the Super Bowl, only scoring 9 points?
He had no blocking. He was pressured 29 times. Turf toe or no turf toe.
He scrambled for 450 yards during that game.
Yes. He was mostly behind the line of scrimmage.
He was
running
fine.
For his life.
He was physically fine.
Yes.
But you're right. He was running for his life.
Turf toe can be very painful.
Turf toe can be painful.
And he did have surgery on it.
He did have surgery. They got to come up with a different... Is it just me, or they have to come up with a different term for that injury than turf toe? Because when you hear it, you're like, turf toe? Why is turf toe keeping you out?
John Elway had it.
Why did you have to get surgery for turf toe?
John Elway had it in the 1990s. And I remember back then we didn't have text lines and we didn't... have Twitter, obviously, but I remember the reaction we got when John Elway had turf toe.
Mm-hmm.
Turf toe?
Right.
You mean he's got an owie on his big toe?
Got a sprained toe?
Poor baby.
But he's stubborn.
You know, I could go to work every day with turf toe. Why? Now, John didn't miss any games, but just the idea that he had turf toe and it was a story rubbed some people the wrong way. It's, in fact, very painful. It really, and back in the days of artificial turf, you just keep aggravating it over and over and over again.
On the text line, why is Kermit the Frog telling us about his toe? That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning. As we roll along on this Is It Just Me Friday, give us those hot takes to unburden yourself as you get off into the weekend. And coming up, I want to get your thoughts, Sandy, on the news this week of the Broncos ownership and what direction are we going in? That's next.